Welcome to the Living Epistle Podcast, the place where you will find biblical principles to help you live out your faith on a daily basis and to have a positive impact on the lives of others. So, get ready for another powerful episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Hello, my name is Tony Miles, and welcome to this week's episode of Living Epistle Podcast. As of the recording of this broadcast, the day of love, that is Valentine's Day, is just a couple of days away. And if you're like me, I know most of us are making those last minute preparations and plans to do something special for our significant other or that special someone in our lives on Valentine's Day. We're being inundated with TV commercials and texts and emails and ads on our social media platforms. And all of them are urging us to, quote unquote, show the people that we love or show that special someone how much we love them by spending money on something. And let's be real. The overwhelming majority of these ads don't care anything about us or that special someone in our lives. They just really want us to spend our money. Like so many other holidays, Valentine's Day has been so commercialized that its main focus is all about the money and not really about love at all. Okay. I hear you. You're saying, but why are you such a Grinch and what do you have against Valentine's Day? The answer to your question is quite simple. I don't have anything against Valentine's Day. Obviously, it's about love. We're supposed to be about love, right? My challenge surrounding Valentine's Day, though, is twofold. First, we shouldn't feel pressured to spend money on material things in order to show our love to someone, right? And then second, we shouldn't wait until one day out of the year to show that special person in our lives how much we love them. Boy, oh boy, the conversations I've had over the past few days and weeks, if COVID-19 has taught us anything, it has taught us how precious life is and that tomorrow is not promised, really. And I can't help but think about Solomon, where he says life is but a vapor. It's like your breath, you know, and again, with the cold weather, when you breathe out, it's there for a moment and then it's gone. And that's really what one of the things that COVID-19 is showing us is we, you know, although it overwhelmingly strikes our senior population, we're hearing people in their teens and in their 20s and in their 30s and 40s who are dying from COVID-19 as well. And so, again, I think with everything that's going on in our society and certainly everything that has gone on this past year, COVID-19 has taught us, man, how precious life is and how precious each moment is. And so we really should look for opportunities every day to show our spouses, to show our significant others how much we love them. And let me be clear, there is no such thing as a perfect marriage. There is no such thing as a perfect couple, and there are no such things as perfect people, but there is such a thing as perfect love. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, the New Living Translation reads it this way, "And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect," right? As we live in God, our love grows more perfect. And why? It grows more perfect because later on it says that we should look more like Jesus, right? It goes on to say, but this whole perfect love is perfect love in Jesus. And the more that we look like him, the more perfect our love is, right? And so our goal, our aim should be to look like Jesus here in the earth. And so we do get it twisted sometimes in our society. We think that this notion of romantic love is just about the that whole idea of that in love, those goosebumps that, man, I can't live without them. I can't talk without them. And being on the phone all night or being texting and all of that. We think that is the sum total of love. And so when we get those feelings, when we get in this new relationship, because new is exciting and it's fresh, and we think that's what true love is. But true love is so much more than that. Yes, that's a part of it. And certainly there's that attraction piece. You want to be attracted to your mate. You want somebody that, you know, just gets you excited and just energizes you. Certainly you want that. But man, when you talk about true love, enduring love, it is so much more than that. It's so much deeper than that, right? Because that part will fade. That part, those goosebumps, the feeling of being in love and all of that, that part will fade. However, true love is so much deeper, and it really doesn't fade. And I'll tell you where that is in scripture in just a minute. But here it is. The greatest definition of love and human relationships can be found in the book that we, or in the chapter of the book where we know as the love chapter, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And I want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8, to really get a true definition of what love is, right? It's so much more. And we could talk for months and months and months about what love is. And why is that? Well, the word of the Lord tells us that because God is love. So we could spend all of eternity really talking about love. But because Valentine's Day is approaching, I thought it fitting to really just give some perspective from the Bible on what true enduring love is. And here it is. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8 in the New King James Version. It reads, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. It does not behave rudely. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails." You see, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the whole chapter, but these couple of verses in particular, really set the stage for what love looks like on a daily basis. We don't need just one day a year where the stores and the advertisers are trying to get us to buy stuff to show people our love. But man, we should be showing love to that special someone in our lives, our husbands, our wives, our significant others. We should be showing them each and every day how much we love them. And this gives us a real life example of what true love looks like lived out on a daily basis. Love suffers long. In other words, it's long-suffering. Love is kind, is not jealous, is not boastful or proud. It's not rude. It doesn't demand its own way. As a matter of fact, love will say, even when I'm right, I'm going to acquiesce. I'm going to give in because I don't want to be right for the sake of right and destroying the relationship. And I can't help but think about Jesus, right? He was absolutely right. And more than that, he was righteous, yet he gave in. He didn't demand his own way. As a matter of fact, he said in his word, he said, "Father, if it would, let this cup pass from me." But nevertheless, true love always has a nevertheless. "Not my will, but thy will be done." It says love is not irritable. And here's the other one in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It says, "And love keeps no record of being wronged," right? And I bold that when I thought about that, when I said, true love doesn't look for and wait for the opportunity to get revenge. True love keeps no record of being wronged. My God, who can we truthfully say that when somebody wrongs us? Are we not keeping a record, or are we looking for that opportunity? We are waiting, and we have in our mind gone through, if they say this, this is what I'm going to say, and I'm going to put them in their place, right? No, true love keeps no record of being wronged, right? True love, it does not rejoice in injustice, but rejoices whenever truth wins out. And it says, love never gives up. Love never loses faith. It is always hopeful, and it endures through every circumstance. And then it concludes by saying, love never fails. In other words, you know what? It never fades out. It never becomes obsolete. It never comes to an end. Again, why? How is that? Because God is love. And when we have the love of God in us, it doesn't matter what the situation, it doesn't matter what the circumstance, it doesn't matter what you've done to me in the past. The Bible says that it endures through every circumstance. and it never fades or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. Love never fails. It never fails. And again, how do we know? Because the word of the Lord tells us that even when we were dead in trespasses and sin, Christ died for us. And so it was because of his great love towards us that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. So what does that have to do with my relationship with my spouse? What does this have to do with the relationship of the person that's that special someone in my life? You see, what it has to do with is that what a true loving relationship look like every day are the things that we just outlined, the things that we just talked about, not just on Valentine's Day. Yeah, the cards and the flowers and the chocolate and the strawberries and the champagne and the rose petals and all of that stuff. That's all nice, but that will fade away. Love, as demonstrated in 1 Corinthians 13, will make all of those tangible gifts a little nicer. And I thought about this. I thought about an ice cream sundae, right? Love in the summertime, usually on Sundays, we'll get a hot fudge sundae or a strawberry sundae. And so that's just a treat in and of itself. But here's what happens with the Valentine's Day trinkets and stuff compared to the sundaes that you get on the ice cream sundaes that you get, whether it's a hot fudge or strawberry or whatever your butterscotch, whatever your thing is, right? But here it is. When I've got the ice cream, and I've got my sundae, and then the worker will say, "Do you want whipped cream and a cherry?" You see, Valentine's Day, whoo, God, Valentine's Day should just be whipped cream and a cherry on the lives of the one that we love, because they should be enjoying the fruit of our love. They should be enjoying the fruit of our labor. They should be enjoying, and we should be enjoying each other each and every day, not just on Valentine's Day. And I thought about this. I thought about the book by Gary Chapman, and it's the five love languages. And some of them come right out of the Word of God, right? So the five love languages, figure out which one is yours. Figure out which one is your mate, and then do that for him or her every day. The five love languages. Number one, words of affirmation, right? Words that affirm, words that encourage, words that uplift, gifts, right? You see, again, how can I be against Valentine's Day? That's one of the love languages. Some people like gifts. Gifts are a great way to demonstrate our love, but they shouldn't be the only way. And we can't try to buy people's love with gifts, but certainly gifts are a way. Number three, acts of service. Man, I know that you like this. I know that this is something that pleases you. So I'm going to do this for you, not expecting anything in return, but because this is the way that I express my love to you, because this is how you receive love and this is how it impacts you. Quality time. Man, I don't need you to buy me anything. I don't need you to tell me anything. I don't need you to do anything for me. Just spend some time focusing on me, right? And then finally, that physical touch. Man, certainly during COVID-19, and again, not in a romantic sense, but certainly for our brothers and our sisters who we've missed being able to fellowship with and connect with and interact with, right? But again, that's a love language. Physical touch is certainly a love language. So figure out which one is yours. Figure out which one is your mate. And then do that on a daily basis, not just on Valentine's Day, because again, the greatest example for us is God and his great love towards us. And so again, he sent his only begotten son. So let's do that same type of thing. Let's demonstrate and let's be the sacrificial lovers of people. Let's be the sacrificial lovers of our spouses. And let's make sure that we're demonstrating love on a daily basis and not just get caught up in the commercialism of Valentine's Day. So I wish that you guys have a great Valentine's Day. But in the meantime, let every day be a day where we demonstrate love and we show love to those people in our lives and the ones who are very special to us, the one that God has chosen for us before the foundation of the world. So remember, family, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. This is Tony Miles. Thanks for listening. Now go and be a living epistle. Join us again next week for another episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Music for Living Epistle Podcast is provided by Audionautix.com.